Silver wings lifted us above the clouds. And as we soared toward my hidden island, I gazed at you sitting beside me and I thought, how lovely you are. There was spring in your smile that day, and as I touched your hand, I felt a warmth I'd never known before. Softly, I heard my heart say, hello, my love. How nice to know you.
Hello, my love. It's so nice to know you. Hello, my love. I'm so
waiting as we disembarked was a small car and a wonderful, happy man by the name of Andrew. I'm sorry about the rain, he said, but we expect it to be beautiful tomorrow. I thought the weather was beautiful. Slowly, he drove us through the roads lined with hibiscus and mimosa until we saw the deep blue green of the sea before us. And I knew we'd reached my hidden island. As we walked up the flower-covered lane that led to my hideaway, I held your hand. I heard the music of guitars and 100 violins playing. I heard the chorus of many voices singing, and it was the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. They say it was only a young boy singing to us with his guitar, greeting us as we walked up the path. But I'm sure I heard the violins. And I know I heard the voices. They say there were clouds in the sky that day, but my eyes were blinded by the sun. They told me that there were winds that blew wildly across the sand, but I only felt the soft caress of a bashful breeze. They said that there were other people on the island, but I never saw them. I saw only you. Your lips were sweet and your hand was soft and your laughter was like the sound of music flirting with my heart.
I look at you and I see flowers where once no flower ever grew. Quickly, the sunshine beats through.
The time passed much too quickly. But there are things I remember that will remain as memory souvenirs for a long, long time. The days we spent in the sun sitting on the sand and watching the restless waves beating constantly against the shore. And that walk we took to that old deserted wishing well and the wish I made. I remember that wish clearly. And those wonderful, wonderful warm nights I spent holding you in my arms. I didn't have to mention the wild beating of my heart. You were close enough. And I'm sure you heard it. And I didn't have to tell you about the tears of happiness that filled my eyes. I'm sure you saw them. And I didn't have to kiss you to let you know how much I care. I'm sure you knew by the sound of my voice and the touch of my hand. Oh, there were so many things I wanted to say to you, but somehow the words wouldn't come. I wondered at the reason. Was I afraid to tell you because of the difference in our years? I didn't want you to be any older than you were, but I thought, well, how nice it would be if I were just a little bit younger. I couldn't help wondering if you were thinking the same thoughts. There was music, and night after night we danced to the rhythm of a native band, and we sipped champagne, and we danced. We talked of many things, of art, of the weather, of the theater, and we sipped champagne, and we danced. And I told you of my boyhood, my first love, and other things, and we sipped champagne. We got giddy and we laughed and I held you tightly and we danced. And suddenly a voice deep inside me whispered, "Tell her. Tell her." My heart flowed over and the words poured from my lips. "I love you. I love you. I love you." The music was over and the gaiety of that last wonderful evening ended. We walked back to our hideaway. I bent to kiss you, and as I did, you turned your head just a little. My lips barely brushed your cheek. I knew then that we'd been looking at each other in different ways. You had been seeing me merely through your eyes, while I had been seeing you through my heart. Day I awoke and I saw the rain falling outside, although they said that the sun had never been brighter. The wind blew wildly across the sand, although they tell me it was only a soft, caressing breeze. I looked around and suddenly I saw a hundred of faces I'd never noticed before. It's funny, but I thought we'd been alone all these few precious days. Away from our hideaway and back down the same old lane. Flowers that covered the path a while back were gone now. The trees that lined the walk were bare. And faintly behind us, I heard the sound of a guitar and the lonely voice of a young boy singing a farewell song.
On my hidden island, here I wait by the whispering sea.
Andrew greeted us with a big, happy smile as we entered his small car. Isn't it a beautiful day, he said, as we drove back along the same road we'd taken coming in. Didn't I tell you? Where is the sun, I asked him. He turned around to look at me, half puzzled, half smiling. Where are the hibiscus and the mimosa that were just here a few days ago? But do you not see them, my friend, he asked. I didn't. Silver wings lifted us above the clouds, and as we soared back from that busy island, I looked at you sitting beside me, and I thought, how strange you are. There was winter in your smile that day, and as I touched you, I suddenly realized it was not your hand I had touched, but your glove. As I left you, you half smiled. Well, I can't remember. I only recall the wind blowing something in my eye, causing a tear, blinding me for the moment. You may have spoken, but I never heard you, because at that very moment, my heart was saying goodbye, my love. Goodbye to the warm, wonderful moments I'll never know again. Goodbye to a dream that I held in my hand for a little while. To the soft words, the caresses, the music and the champagne. And goodbye to all the things I'd do all over again. Goodbye, my love. How nice to have known you.